The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Tough news if you're hoping one college football power will slip in 2021. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Thursday, and you know what it is? It's Thursday. I just said that. It's the middle of June, man, and lady. Means we're a month from media days, which means we're about 6 weeks from, all right, freshmen, this is how we line up. This is how we stretch. It's here. It's practically, blink. Will you blink for it? Blink. Oh, there's the season. That's what you're looking at. That's the scenario you're looking at. So that's why I said, you know what it is? Yeah, it's the middle of June, and it's awesome. And the tough news, if you're hoping one college football power going to slip a little bit this season, this might be the best Ohio State team I've ever seen. And I haven't even really seen them yet. I'm sort of like, we had Chris Landry on yesterday, and he said that, you know, because of the combine in most years, but the combine and then the draft and all that, that because it's, quote, just spring ball, he will wait until post-draft, beginning of May, and then he'll go back and in order start watching spring games, a deeper dive. He watches it all while it's happening, but really breaking it down, et cetera. And so kind of got that same sort of approach. Except I don't do it at the level Chris Landry does. I just do it ACC, SEC, and then I go outside the region to, you know, the likely suspects. Well, I mean, there ain't no more likely suspect outside the region than the Buckeyes. And based on spring and based on last season with who's coming back and all the other 83 factors that may influence my decision or your decision, our opinion on June 17th about what's going to start on September 4th or 5th or wherever, based on everything that I can percolate on June 17th, this might be the best Ohio State team I have ever seen in my life. And I started really watching college football in third grade. That was 1976. And I can tell you something, that the first game I ever went to was a Clemson game at home. Clemson, they were hosting Auburn in 1970. And I was 2.5 years old. And I remember being there. That was the first game I went to. First game I remember watching on TV was the Ohio State-Michigan game in 1973, I believe. And I didn't even know really what was going on. They could have been pro teams. I just know that I looked at one team, and you know which one it was. I looked at one team as a, let's see, 71, as a five-year-old, five-and-a-half-year-old. I looked at one team and said, oh, that's a cool helmet. All right, so I like that team. Who's that? My dad said Michigan. I was like, well, then I don't like that other team. Who's that? Ohio State. And then, strangely enough, it's a decision that has held with me for the rest of my life. So I got no love for the Ohio State program. If you'd have talked to like 14-year-old, 18-year-old, 22-year-old Chuck, oh, I hate Ohio State. I don't hate anybody. You know, like 17, 18, 18-year-old Chuck, I hate Nebraska. Because I liked Oklahoma. I hated Notre Dame because, well, that's just kind of what you did in the South. There were certain, oh, I hate them. I hate Ohio State. Why? Well, because they were playing Alabama or Clemson or whoever. And so they're Northerners. And they're like, we're from Ohio. What? Yes, we eat toast, not biscuits. But still, we're good people. That was 1976. When I really started watching every Saturday, Of all the additions of this program, I'm not talking Purdue or Northwestern. Best Northwestern team of my lifetime. You go, all right, well, that Darnell Autry squad. You know, you'd think. You don't have to think. When I say I started watching college football as a third grader in 1976, and I fear, because I still don't like Ohio State, I enjoy when they lose. I fear this is the best edition of the Buckeyes that I'll ever see. 2021 team might be their best, at least in my frame of reference. I don't know how great the 68 team with Rex Kern was. I know they won the national title. I can't tell you anything about them. I'm talking about this program, not Michigan State, not South Florida. I'm talking a program with, since I started watching, my frame of reference, what I actually eyeballed myself, a program with all Americans, dozens of them during that time, Heismans, multiple during that time, national championships, multiple during that time. So, yeah, this program, yes, that's the one I'm looking at ahead of the 21 season and thinking they scare me more than I'm going to say any more. They scare me more during the coin toss than any other Big Ten team scares me when the ball's in play. And if you want to know why, well, running backs. Oh, no, wait a minute. What about Trey Sermon? Yeah, fine. They're loaded. They got five running backs who could start. They got five running backs who could start for Ohio State. All of the wide receivers said, yeah, okay, we'll come back. They lost talent in the middle of the offensive line. First of all, let me tell you, Ohio State is a program. They got O-line development figured out. They got two of the best. In fact, they may have as good a combination of tackles as you're going to find. They're really, really good on the edge. What I didn't talk about is quarterback. I'll get back to that. Defense, folks. I think Zach Harrison may wind up at the best of, and he's a rising. You know who Zach Harrison is, and that's fine. Go Google your computer. He looks like a running back. Except then you like click on the Wikipedia page or the Ohio State bio page. Zach Harrison, he looks like a running back. Because you'll see either pictures of him wearing, what is it, 33? He's 6'6", 270. And he is proportioned. Like, if you took a running back who was about 6 foot 215, threw him in Xerox, and hit increase, like print at 125%, and it came out 6'6", 270, he's unbelievable. And at this point, at Ohio State, they're like, a little underachiever. Yeah, that's about to change. You know why? Hashtag money season. He's Bosa. Either one of them. You choose. They got to replace all their linebackers. Please. Runners and hitters. Ohio State, I think actually in the defense, I think they develop players at linebacker better. And they got monsters in the secondary and up front who go on to the league and are all pro and all that other. I think they actually develop players at linebacker better. But take it back over. I said the one issue that the Buckeyes are facing, they got to replace quarterback. They have a new starter at quarterback, and it's either going to be they have two redshirt freshmen and a true freshman. First of all, I think they're all five stars or four. Two of them are four stars, and the true freshman's a five star. So they got two redshirt freshmen and a five star incoming true freshman. Replacing a quarterback, the one issue that the Buckeyes are facing, folks, that can unravel your entire team, your entire season. A quarterback who turns it over. There you go. And what do young quarterbacks do more than anything? They turn it over. And what is Ohio State going to start? A quarterback, first digit is one. He's either 18 or 19. Here's why I don't think that unfolds that way in 2021 in CBUS. First of all, you got three great candidates. But I'm going to put that aside because you know what every elite program has every year? Three great candidates at quarterback. Great candidates at quarterback. And they don't always get great quarterback play. Having Ryan Day, obviously he used to play the position himself. But Ohio State, they're in that final tier of – so even their three great candidates, they're even better. But, folks, I'm putting a giant asterisk beside that. They're still freshmen. They're still three kids who essentially have never played – not in college. I will put that aside. Folks, you watch Ohio State much the past few seasons, they don't chess match you. They don't. They lean on the talent. And when you lean on the talent and you have that huge discrepancy, Dan, who looks like Ohio State anywhere in that conference?
I am blanks right now. Question mark above my head.
Penn State puts players in the pros, and that's a really good program. They don't look like Ohio State. Are you out of your mind?
Not as many guys. Michigan, too.
Michigan, exactly. That it ain't Ohio State. Folks, that's why they lean on the talent, because they look around. Now, Clemson can match them. Bama can match them. There are probably five programs nationally who in a season can match Ohio State 1 through 85 talent-wise. Do you know what the folks in charge in Columbus are smart enough to realize? None of them play in the Big Ten. If none of those programs play in our conference, why would you try to make it a chess match? They're in as good a spot. They're in a better spot than Clemson is. They're in a better spot in the Big Ten than Clemson is. And this year's team, with a brand new quarterback who will either be a redshirt or a true freshman, I don't think I've ever seen a better Buckeyes team than this one.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
Always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
All week, all year, it's all college football on Chuck Oliver's show. Unfortunately, my initial suspicions are way wrong. Sorry, Herm. I love Herm Edwards. When I saw the Arizona State Cruton issue story, and y'all probably saw it as well, and I think we even talked about it, NCAA cocking an eyebrow at Tempe. When I originally saw the story, I saw the headline, and then I just saw some of the – it was hosting recruits on campus, et cetera, and I was like, oh, I got this figured out. I know what happened. I just quickly skimmed the article. Arizona State, Herm. Kids on campus where they weren't supposed to be or when they weren't supposed to be with who they weren't supposed to be. I was like, I know what this is. Dude who was in the league for 30 years where you can do whatever you want and doesn't know the rules of college, doesn't know recruiting rules. That's what this is. And I then immediately thought, you know where my mind went? Because I knew, I was like, I know what this is. He doesn't know the rules. And so there's a bunch of secondary violations. And I said, you know what it was? Like somebody had a pool party and didn't know. Or somebody had a barbecue picnic or something. Or somebody who didn't know. Because based on the quick details that originally came out, there's now a deeper level. The original details, I was like, based on what this is saying, that this was a pretty widespread sort of thing. I was like, somebody didn't know the rules. And I thought, where the heck was the compliance director? Because that's what he or she does. Yo, coach, You got to take the hoodie back when the recruit leaves campus. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. Why do we have to open 144, like 12 dozen new hoodies every time recruits and their families show up? Oh, I forgot to get it back. I'm sorry. I was like, where's the compliance director? So I've told y'all, I got men everywhere. I got a man in Tucson. I text my man in Tucson, and I get back, quote, multiple recruits, multiple events, I think the entire staff. I was like, uh-oh. That's not somebody who didn't know the rules. Allegations are they were breaking the rules and covering it up and et cetera. Now, this is what is being alleged, that during the recruiting, the on-campus recruiting dead period, 14 months basically, from March of last year to 3 weeks ago, multiple times there was an orchestrated, scheduled visit with 6-8 recruits, as many as 30 in total. And there are pictures and screenshots and text and clandestine meetings in like back stairwells of, hey, I just want them. Glad you're on campus. Oh, what are you doing here? Some of those, you know, bump into meetings. That this was structured. That's the allegation. That's the allegation against Herm and the entire staff, and that Herm's part of it. We'll find out if that's true. My question, why'd your class fall off the one time you're accused of this? Herm just signed, 4 months ago, Herm wrapped up in the staff, wrapped up the fourth Arizona State recruiting class since he took the job. The first class, you're coming in late, y'all all know, 36th in America. Do you know what he did? Next year, 28. Next year, 23. Now he literally is the only Power 5 program in America hosting on-campus recruiting, and he falls to 52? Dude, North Carolina. I was like, when I saw the levels that they were cheating at, I'm like, why didn't you win? If you're doing all this and nobody else is having anybody on campus, you got to finish better than 52. Dan, how are you?
There's two things at play there, too, is number one, Chuck, you got to remember who his best buddy is on campus. It's the AD.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
Ray
yeah.
Anderson.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that Ray Anderson necessarily knew, but I'm also kind of going to take a guess here that questions weren't necessarily being asked about, hey, you know the rules, do you know everything like this? It was very much a tacit trust that he has in his buddy, and now it looks like he's got him let down. I think the other part of this as well is, Arizona State's not quite Cleveland State, but they're not necessarily consequential enough for the NCAA to not maybe publicly say, but within their building say, hey, this isn't good for our brand to really throw something at these guys. They will throw something at them because we've seen it before, Chuck. We saw it at Georgia Tech years ago. I've seen the T-shirt, the jeans, and the hat that got an ACC championship taken away. It can happen. Real quick here, you know, the transfer quarterback thing has been really interesting. And I go back to a conversation I had years ago at SEC Media Days with Matt Moscona. And it was when Malik Zaire was going to be the starting quarterback at Florida. I said, that's the pickup that Florida needs. And his response to me was, well, if he's so great, why wouldn't he be the guy at where he was? And at the time, I don't blame the thought process for this because that's what it was in college football. Then entered Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow was a guy who, when you go to a major program and then you have to transfer somewhere else, you might as well, at the time, be walking out into Siberia because it's not going to work out well for you. It worked out well for him. Then there was a guy named Justin Fields. It worked out well for him. Both of those guys now have led to the Jack Cohens, the Hendon Hookers, other quarterbacks who are now saying, I don't have to take this anymore. I can go somewhere else. JT Daniels, a perfect example, that can fit what I do and be successful and be able to leave college on a high note.
Absolutely. And you know, De'Aaron King, I still believe, is trying to do that as well. You know, he's one of those exceptions that Sunday isn't the number one deal. But every one of the rest of them, you're exactly right. This is a springboard. They're just vaulting them into game checks in the NFL following next April's draft. Ain't no doubt about that.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Good things for good people. And I say that, folks, with our next guest in mind, because he really is that certainly in that category. Going all the way back, y'all remember watching him probably, I think it was on Fox Sports South. He and Jen Hildreth, maybe way back in the day, did some recruiting shows on TV, certainly online in various places. But he's got a new gig, new direction, and I want to welcome on now. I'll let you tell everybody from where it is, our good friend Chad Simmons. Brother, how are you today?
Doing great, Chuck. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, Jen Hildreth, she was great. I worked with Tom Hart on Fox Sports South, and they're both doing great and do great work. But now I'm working for a company called On3 Sports, On3.com, and covering college football recruiting, college basketball. Exciting times, man, working for a guy like Shannon Terry, who's been very creative and innovative in the recruiting world and college football sports world. So exciting times for me and many others on this team.
All right, well, let's jump into it. And I also want to stress, I mean, obviously we know Chad, everybody from whether it's TV or radio, whatever, online. Y'all know Chad specifically with recruiting. On3 is recruiting, but it also is a comprehensive college football site. And so they're going to have an entire network of stuff there. And so it's going to be everything. It's not just, hey, Chad does recruiting. Well, yeah, but that and a lot of other college football stuff. Let's jump into it. And I want to ask you, there is still one five-star hanging out from 2021, like a much larger Zach Evans from last year. Is it JT Tua Maloa from way out west, and is he going to be an Ohio State guy? Is Bama involved? What's going on?
Yeah, JT, obviously, he's a guy that's, you know, dragging this thing out. It seems like, again, based on my connections, and, you know, I haven't covered out there him sure. directly as much, but talking to people just this past weekend that are very close to him, it seems like he's Ohio State to lose. I mean, and people are kind of just, it seems like counting down the days until, you know, it becomes public news, but it seems like everything's pointing towards Ohio State. Of course, Alabama and other programs were yep. involved. But there's a lot of chatter, and there has been for months now, about Ohio State.
All right, and then that is the consensus. I didn't know if Alabama, because, I mean, a commitment or whatever, or a lean, a strong lean, that didn't mean anything to Nick Saban, that's for sure. Continuing with Chad Simmons from On3. I want to talk about, obviously, you know, high school recruiting, and we always start in Florida. That's a great place. But specifically, I want to ask you about IMG Academy. Tell everybody about that program, because I think if you'll remember the day, didn't Butch offer like the entire graduating senior class, like 24 kids, y'all have scholarship offers to Rocky Top. Tell everybody what that roster actually looks like, because it is a lot of premier talent from other places in America, but there also are just some kind of regular players on the team. Just give everybody a lowdown of what IMG Academy, that team is.
Yeah, it definitely is a good mix from kids all over the place, and obviously guys like myself, you know, cover the premier guys, and that is the bulk. You know, they have multiple teams now. They have like the IMG A team, which consists of, you know, the best not only in Florida, but guys they recruit from New Jersey or Georgia or California yeah. or Texas. And they get those guys, you know, you have guys that come in, and even guys that transfer out, maybe it's just not the right fit for them. So you have to really keep up with what's going on at IMG, because kids may come in after that first semester in January, and maybe it's not for them, and then come by March or spring ball, they're back home in Texas or California or wherever. But the bulk of those guys do stay, and it's just the premier you know, players in the country as far as, you know, on one campus, you know, and those guys are, it's like a mini college program. You know, I was just down there for the Future 50 put on by Under Armour All-American game over the weekend. And, you know, that campus is ridiculous. And I have some buddies, man, that used to play tennis at IMG.
Yeah. Bolotari, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were playing against guys like Michael Chang and Andre Agassi and that bunch back in tournaments back in the day, and now it's become a basketball and football and baseball program. And, again, the nutritional program, weight program, it's like a college program. And it gets guys prepared to play mentally and physically. We have the best against the best every day in practice. And, again, they have the A team, the B team. The B team consisting more of, like, the regular, just good, solid high school football players, the A team being consisting of like two or three deep of like almost power five
like
guys.
Dylan Moses.
It's it's just crazy the factory that it's become. And a lot of people, it's kind of like, you know, you either love it or hate it as far as me looking from the outside in, but it does prepare kids for college, you know, athletics and academics.
And I want, yeah, one more comment about that, because my understanding, and I can't imagine this has changed, but I checked back in the day, I was like, wait a minute, they're not eligible to win a state title. So it literally is almost like an exhibition season. And it really is, if you want to take your final year of, quote, high school and use it as training for the next level, or if you want to stay in your 2A school in Louisiana and try to win a state title, you got a choice there. But they're not eligible to win a state title in Florida. It's just basically a training exercise.
Correct. And they play, you know, they usually play about two or three great programs in Florida, whether it be the Miami Central, Miami Northwestern, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, something like that. And then they'll go out there and play, you know, Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. They'll come up and play, you know, Grayson High School in Georgia. So it's really preparing kids. Again, you can't win that state title, but I definitely saw the banner when I was driving in to IMG Academy over the weekend about the 2019 quote-unquote national champion. So they can definitely declare themselves the best team in the country, whether you're going off the max preps, you know, high school rankings or something like that. But they definitely are, if not the premier high school football program in the country, one of them for sure.
All right, one of the things that I've been watching in particular in the state of Florida, and there are a lot of other places to kind of bring this up, but in Florida, because of just the really outsized transfer classes at Florida State, Mike Norvell's doing what he got to do. Also, Dan Mullen, the portal master, certainly there as well. Manny to a lesser extent. When you couple that, Chad, with Nick Saban, Dabo, Kirby, they don't care if the kid's in your backyard in Florida, and they don't care if he's committed. They're going to keep just hammering on him until they get a commitment. I don't think it's ever been tougher to recruit in-state for the Big Three, and all three of them, Miami to some extent, but certainly Florida and Florida State, I think they're exacerbating it by working the transfer portal so much. Just kind of unfold that idea a little bit and let me know if you think I'm overreacting.
No, I think you're dead on, Chuck. I mean, obviously, Manny Diaz has done a good job at Miami the last class or two in trying to bring Miami back. And when Miami's had success, they've gotten those in-state kids, especially local kids in South Florida, to stay home. You know, Florida and Florida State, they've struggled, you know, and it speaks to who can get you drafted and who wins. And like you said, you can't argue with Nick Saban and Alabama's success. Obviously, Dabo and Clemson, other schools like Kirby Smart in Georgia have recruited South Florida, you know, very well as well. And until you start, and it's become a very, you know, me world, a very selfish world in recruiting, where those kids don't care as much about the team anymore. I'm not speaking for everyone, but those guys care about themselves and where that school or where that coaching staff can get them financially in the future. And of course, the likeness and all that stuff is coming into play now and, you know, very soon, but more about draft still right now. And this, until Florida and Florida State can get back to winning and producing NFL talent, they're going to struggle. And Manny's hoping to get Miami back to that as well. He's kind of building on that right now. But you've got to win games in the fall. You've got to convince a couple of those local guys to stay home. They can attract other guys to stay with them. But until that happens in the end about getting kids drafted and winning at a high level, they're going to struggle.
I want to ask you about two kids before I let you go. I'll start in Florida, and they're both listed as athletes, so I want to know what the kid actually is going to be on Saturdays, and I want to know where he's going to play. Keon Sapp from IMG. Keon Sapp is athlete, 6'2", 200. I would encourage you, folks, take a look at this. He looks like he's about 25, been in the league for 4 years.
Yeah, he's a special player. You know, just I've been around him a few times, and everything you see on film, you see in person plus more. I mean, you see the size, the physicality, the instincts. You know, I think he's probably right now, you know, based on what I'm hearing, is probably a big safety. Could slide down into the box if needed, can definitely blitz off the edge. He can do a lot of different things from coverage to speed, the intangibles, and the buzz around him from a recruiting standpoint right now is definitely around Clemson. And that's definitely the team to beat. Others are definitely involved. He's visiting Georgia here soon. The in-state programs down in Florida are involved. You know, he's from up north. Penn State is in the mix as well. But the team trending right now is the Clemson Tigers.
All right, last kid, and I don't want to mispronounce his name. I think it's Deion Bowie, kid from way south. If you're not from Georgia, Bainbridge is way south. And that was a Kirby thing, and now it's not a Kirby thing, and he's listed as athlete as well. And I'm, you know, there's straight line speed, and then there's like quicks and shiftiness. And this is one of those kids, it looks like he's one of those you almost don't want to get too close to him, because if you miss, he's gone.
Yeah, you know, as appealing as he is at wide receiver and the plays he can make there being dynamic, and I am a guy who has gone on record feeling like you put your best players now on the offensive side. Yep. Because the game has shifted from a defensive game to an offensive game. But with that said, I still like Bowie as a lockdown cornerback. He's a guy that I feel like you can put on the best receiver, and you don't have to worry about, you know, moving that safety over or adding help in the secondary. He's a guy that can take that guy away or at least minimize that kid's plays on the collegiate level. From a recruiting standpoint, you know, recently decommitted from Georgia. And like you said, it is a Kirby thing. Kirby's from Bainbridge. He played there. His dad coached there. But also, Nick Williams, who was, off-the-field assistant at Georgia, is from Bainbridge as well. And now Nick has up and moved from Georgia to now Texas A&M. And shortly after that happened, there was a lot of buzz about, you know, how strong Bowie was. Does he have a better connection with Nick Williams, who Nick knows his mom. They went to school together at Bainbridge, so there's a connection there as well. And I think, you know, Bowie committed so early. He does want to take visits to other programs. Florida's involved as well. I think you'll see Bama get a visit from him also at some point. I still would be a little surprised if he does not end up back at Georgia as of right now. But Texas A&M is one to watch very, very closely because of that connection with Nick Williams, another Bainbridge athlete that came through and played at Georgia in college.
Folks, this is what you're going to get from Chad Simmons at on3.com. And I say what you're going to get, what is the when you're cutting the ribbon, when you're cracking the champagne bottle?
August 15th, we'll launch. Of course, that's just the launch. We have so much in store for, you know, August, then October, then early 2022. It's going to be a building, you know, it takes some time to build it all up. But August 15th, 8/15/21, on3sports.com will launch, and you'll see, like you said, college football recruiting, message boards, and a lot more that I think will change the way people view, you know, recruiting coverage, football coverage. You know, Shannon Terry's very creative, very innovative, a lot to come and a lot to be excited about.
Like I said, folks, good things for good people. Chad, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, Chad Simmons again, on3.com coming up about 2 months from now. August 15th is the launch.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
Football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
I think they want some stability at the head coaching level. And so I think that gives an advantage to, say, Dabo Swinney or Nick Saban, of course. I mean, there's some people in Alabama that have told me that that wasn't by accident that Nick Saban just announced that contract extension right here before his visit coming up with Arch Manning.
Jeff Duncan from The Athletic. And he was actually talking about our good buddy Connor O'Gara from Saturday Down South, the podcast version. And he's given the lowdown on, and it fits so perfectly. He's talking about the Alabama announcement of, and Coach Saban, it's accounted for. That's how I said the actual wording should have been. He's under contract. A more reflective description is the next 7 years or whatever it is are accounted for. As in, if he still coaches, it'll be here. And when he doesn't coach, pretty good chance. I mean, do you go back to West Virginia? I don't think so. You go to your house in Tuscaloosa where he spent all those summers planting in the garden. So that's all that contract was. And I told y'all that was the – it wasn't necessarily because they were looked in – hey, Longhorns. Hey, who was it? Indianapolis Colts? Yeah. Hey, Robert Irsay. Back off our coach. That wasn't it. It was newspaper dude or newspaper girl who's about to write the story about Texas and Saban or the Colts and Saban. Y'all don't even need to write that. Don't even need to write that because Robert Irsay is crazy. Is it Robert or Jim? No. Robert.
Jim.
Jim. Whoever the Colts owner is now, Robert or Jim, one of them passed.
I think Robert met his maker.
Whoever's in charge now, do you know what he spends a lot of his money on? Like, he bought Ringo's drum set from the Beatles. Like, the one on Ed Sullivan says Beatles on the front. If you got it, you inherited a football team. It's worth probably $3 billion now. Yeah, buy the drum set. But even that guy, you don't pay Alabama $10 million and then pay the coach another $10 million, do you? $20 million for a coach? I don't think you can do that, at least to get him out. So that it wasn't to fend off the Broncos or anybody else. It was so that the newspaper person wouldn't write that story again. And so that was my take. And then Jeff Duncan from The Athletic, talking to Connor O'Gara, says, and then it's also timed right before Arch Manning, five-star. Folks, he's got two high school seasons left. Is it Cardinal Newman? Is that the school?
That's where he's at, yeah. Isidore Newman.
Yeah, okay. And if you're the coach there, it was like Gunnar Stockton. That's a place called Rabun County. Going into last year, he's like, dude's a junior. We got 2 years. I remember watching, you know, the first time I saw Trevor Lawrence? Junior year playoff game for the Cartersville. Do you know their mascot, Dan?
Purple Hurricane.
It's awesome, man. He had stars all over the back. I think it was a gold helmet and purple stars is what it was. And boy, it was on a string that night. He was just out there. It was just on a string. He's playing against children. I was like, and he's coming back for another year. There are just times you look at it and you go, all right, he's different. So Arch Manning is different, and his high school coach is like, yeah, and I got two more seasons with that young man. Chuck Oliver Show continues on a Thursday, and I've got a great reason for you to watch a game that there is one group of people – no, there are two groups of people listening right now who will watch this game week one. Week one, my goodness. Dan, how many great games do we have week one?
I mean, the menu is in front of us.
A lot of them. We have what could be, I don't know, a 1-2, 2-3, 3-4. Clemson and Georgia play each other. Miami, I bet you, depending on what Derek looks like, I bet you they'll be 9, 10, 11. I don't know what they'll be. Bama will be number one. So you may have two top 10 matchups week one. That means you are not going to watch Kent State and Texas A&M. Unless you're which two groups? Texas A&M fans and degenerate gamblers. Yeah, I'm laying the 38.5. Because, by the way, if you're a degenerate gambler, you ain't taking the 38.5. You're laying it. And it's because your settle-up figure is 200, and you're at 287, and so you called in a $90 bet on A&M minus the 38.5. Okay, if you're not an Aggies fan, because that's week one for Texas A&M, I saw Kellen Mond just got paid. He signed his rookie contract, $5 million, with just over a million in a signing bonus, so the kid got paid. Good for him, and he's in a situation where he will not be – there's zero expectation for him to play this year. So this could work out good for him. Jimbo still has to field a team. And so he'll have a first-time starter at quarterback and really a guy stretching his college football legs out in any sort of extended way for the first time. Haynes King and Zach Calzada. Those are the two real candidates. I was thinking Calzada because he stands in the pocket and delivers the ball downfield. Just he looks like a veteran, but I also know what Jimbo likes. And Jimbo, even with guys who aren't – like E.J. Manuel, you know what he should have been doing at Florida State, in my opinion? Stand in the pocket, deliver the ball downfield. Jimbo likes to get his guys on the move. And so that's – who was the kid? Sean McGuire? He actually kind of did something with him. Everett Golson? Yeah. So Texas A&M and Kent State play week one. The best reason to watch that game, the quarterbacks. Oh, you mean King and Calzada? Well, sure. And also Dustin Crum, who was the Kent State quarterback. Abbreviated schedule last year, but he started the past two seasons. 17 games. Kid's got 38 touchdown passes and 4 picks. And he completes it at about a 7. He'll be the best quarterback on the field that night. He'll be as impactful as – and they're going to get the – it's going to be a woodshed. They're going to drop that kid into a wood chipper, I promise you. And you're going to see an NFL quarterback on Kent State side of the field. It happens sometimes. I told you about when I was watching that Ohio State-Buffalo game, and that was 7 years ago maybe. It was like a week one or week – I think it was a week two matchup, but Ohio State was hosting Buffalo, and I came in on Monday, and I was like, best player on the field was this Buffalo linebacker, Khalil Mack. Dustin Crum won't be the best player on the field. He'll be the better quarterback that night. And coming out of high school, he is not a quarterback that Texas A&M or Jimbo or the SEC – or that's not what it's about. It's about a first-time starter who's looking around going, there's 100,000 people here and an upperclassman veteran who's good.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.